On Friday, House Speaker Ray Sansom announced he was recusing himself from his authority as Speaker so he could concentrate on the various investigations ongoing regarding his acceptance of a job at Northwest Florida Junior College. But in stepping aside as opposed to resigning, Sansom cited an obscure House rule allowing him to remain as a Speaker but delegate the responsibilities of the position to someone else until he feels he is fit to resume. Dave Ehrenberg is a Democratic state senator. He says it appears as if the House Republicans aren't sure how to move forward, and he questions the legality of Sansom's move.
This is something that's being done by the seat of their pants. I'm surprised, quite frankly, that he recused himself or stepped down, whatever it was. I thought that it was going to take an indictment to do that because he steadfastly maintained his innocence. But I guess he received enough pressure from the Republican caucus that led to this move. Now, though, there's really no precedent for recusing yourself. You have to step down or you stay in power. There's no in-between. I think that's why everyone is just looking at each other and wondering if this is legal. And ironically, the House counsel said that it was legal because the rules are supposed to be interpreted by the Speaker. Since the Speaker said he could do it, then he can do it. Seems like a circular reasoning, a tautology where it's legal because he says it is.
For some Democrats and their supporters, Sansom's move comes much later than it should have. But State Senator Dave Ehrenberg says he's actually surprised it's already happened.
Not a lot of news comes out of Tallahassee. Most political news comes out of Washington, D.C. So things happen a lot slower because public pressure takes a while to build. And when something happens in Washington, D.C., everyone knows about it, and everyone calls their member of Congress or senators. But, Tallahassee's different. It's a small town. It's tough to get to. There's not a lot of media outlets. And with the latest purge in the media business, it's harder to get information. And so I'm not surprised it took so long. I'm just surprised, actually, that this happened. I did not think he was going to step down. I thought he was going to stay in until he was indicted, if he ever was.
The Sansom story regarding the circumstances in getting his job at Northwest Florida Junior College and the decisions he made that helped funnel tens of millions of dollars to that school are now the subject of a grand jury investigation. The story was originally reported on by the St. Petersburg Times and then followed up with stinging editorials across the state, calling for Sansom to step down from either his speakership or his new position at the college. He left the academic position, but by then momentum was working against him. Although many groups, including the Florida Democratic Party, blasted Sansom, individual Democrats, especially in the state house, were mostly silent. South Florida Democratic State Senator Dave Ehrenberg says it's not too hard to determine why that was.
The obvious reason why people did not speak out is because Tallahassee is not truly a democracy. Legislature is a top-down system where the Speaker of the House has enormous power. The Speaker of the House decides what happens to your bills, where your office space is, where your parking space is, where your committee assignments are. Everything goes to the Speaker. And so if you speak out against the Speaker, you do so at your own peril. That's why the only time you saw people speak out was towards the end when it was obvious something was going to happen. And that's why you didn't see a lot of people speak out. And, it's unfortunate, but that's the way the system is in Tallahassee. And I think we need to change the system a little bit to distribute power a little more evenly so that next time something like this happens, you won't have a culture of fear up there to talk about it.